Kyle Chisholm, congratulations, man. You are the king of Bercy.
I'm coming for you, DV.
That's one. I think he's got about six.
More coming.
Good ride, man. You know what? The whole thing boiled down to me. I just talked to Eli Tomac. He's like, you know what? I pulled a good start from the sixth spot, and you went inside and the second row, and it paid off.
Yeah, you know, we both kind of got screwed. Mike hit the gate and maybe jacked it up a little bit in our second elimination race.
About the first time he hit the gate or the second time he hit the gate?
I don't know. Maybe like the 15th time. But Mike hit the gate, and it kind of, I think, held the gate. So I was second row on that one because the inside was really key here. And I was behind Nick and Eli. They both, their gates didn't drop. So we were all just, and I had nowhere to go, so we were just stuck. So we didn't make it into the last bracket of the elimination. So we had like sixth and seventh gate pick. And I was hoping that he wouldn't take that inside gate because I knew if you weren't in the first like four gates, you, unless you like got a massive hole shot, you weren't coming out, right? Because even if you got there first on the outside, it was really slippery and all the guys would just go inside of you and roll the first jump. So, you know, I took it. I was hoping the gate would fall this time, even though Mike actually hit the gate again in the main. But it actually fell. I got around the inside and I wasn't sure where Eli was. I saw Justin out front. I think he was out front early and I thought it was maybe Eli. But by the time I got into third, Jake and Justin were kind of gone. I saw where Eli was a little ways back and I just kind of rode smart. You know, I knew, like I said, by the time I got into third, those Jake and Justin were so far gone that I was just like, I knew what I needed to do. You know, I wish I could have started right with them, and I wanted to win that last one, but I wasn't in the position to, so I did what I needed to do, and it was good.
Yeah, how does it feel, man? You joined a long list of legends who have won here. Must feel pretty good.
Yeah, it's awesome. I don't think it's sunk in yet, but maybe tonight we'll go out to a gay club or something and celebrate.
Yeah, you know, hey, I'm down for it. Hey, you might be the guy who won Bercy who brought the least amount of parts.
For sure. I brought a FMF pipe. Enzo hooked me up with some just stock, revalve suspension. And I bought a pull rod, lower that baby down a little bit in the back, and my handlebars and a sprocket.
Yeah.
And a chain. That made a big difference, though. So. So it was good. The bike was awesome. The Yamaha stock is really good. You know, I actually was racing one in 2010, the first few races before I rode for Moto Concepts. So, I knew it was a good bike, and that's what I've been riding for the last couple of years, and I was comfortable with it. So, it was good for me.
And maybe your price just went up for next year?
I hope so. Maybe I'll get a ride first at home. So anybody listening, I'm looking for a ride. Hopefully that stuff gets worked out in the next couple of weeks. Hopefully this helps me. And for sure, hopefully it helps me for next year, and I definitely want to come back and try to win it again.
You know, in talking to Weimer and Tomac, first time they've been here, they both said, hey, it's a little different, a little weird. Last year you were first here, and you were a surprise. You almost won. You did good. You needed that year, you think, to be able to win this year? You kind of knew what was going on?
I think it helped a little bit, but honestly, like, the format was a little different than it was even last year, and I was confused until about – by the third day, you're like, okay, I know what matters for gate pick. We do like four different things. We have practice, we have a heat race, we have Super Bowl, we have elimination race, and then we have a main. And the main is all that really counts. So it's pretty confusing. So, it helped to just like know the atmosphere and how everything is. But, last year I was tied with Justin going into the final night, just like I was with Eli here tonight. And Justin got the start on me last year. I started about fifth and, got within a few seconds, but, ended up second. And, this year, I knew we were tied, and I got the start on Eli and kind of just ended like that. So, I would definitely have liked to win it last year and, definitely maybe helped a little bit knowing everything this year.
Well, hey, great job. Thanks for running the PulpMex.com stickers. Massive exposure.
X-Brand, PulpMex, waiting for my bonus check in the mail. They had that camera.
Oh, it's got to go. Interview over.
That camera time.